Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Max is doing a phenomenal job catching me up to speed on all I missed while I was away. By the way, I just saw this real quickly before we get back to it from Andrew Marchand. Andrew Marchand is, you know, a sports business, sports media writer, you know, a long time partner with our good friend John Orand. He tweeted out that Doris Burke's spot on ESPN's lead NBA broadcasting team is not guaranteed for next season. Yeah, no blank. There's no chance that's going to be a team that includes her on the first team next year. They'll go to a two-person, I would imagine, booth or team, but it's... Breen's as good as he gets. He's so good. And I like Doris Burke. I think she was phenomenal as a sideline reporter. I think she knows basketball. It's just not an A-team player, nor is Richard Jefferson. Look, I wasn't a fan of Jeff Van Gundy either, or the combination of Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. It's going to be... You know, I saw the end of the TNT, you know, show, even though it'll just get moved to ESPN. We'll see what that looks like, but we got to suffer through that. Those of us that are going to watch the NBA finals, and I got my hand up in the air. I'm going to be watching. It's just, God, I mean, Legler, please put Legler on the number one team. There's no better basketball analyst on any network than Tim Legler. All right, we continue. Go ahead, Max.
All right.
Keep catching me up to speed on what I missed.
So this was kind of a big thing at the beginning of this week. Florio, I think it was on Friday or Saturday after we went off the air.
Mike Florio.
Yes, Mike Florio.
Pro Football Talk, you know, owner, founder, yeah, and creator.
He was
I use the term creator because a lot of what's happened over the years has been sort of creative. Go ahead.
No, speaking of creative, he had this to say about the Commanders' mindset going into the NFC Championship game.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
Your thoughts?
Oh, my God. I did not catch that. I just don't believe it.
I don't either.
I don't believe it at all. I mean, they had played the team a month earlier, had beaten them in a game in which they turned the ball over five times. They beat Philly 36-33, yet Jalen Hurts left the game early. We all know that. Jalen Hurts does not play defense. And Washington rolled up 36 points and turned it over five times. Imagine if they only turned it over three times. They would have scored the 50-plus that the Eagles scored against them in the NFC title game. No, I don't believe that at all. That was nowhere near the mindset of this team. This team had just gone to Detroit and beaten the one seed 45-31 in a game in which they were completely unstoppable going up and down the field. Now, to be fair, they couldn't stop Detroit much either. Still a mystery as to why Jahmyr Gibbs didn't get more than, what was it? Was it 14 carries? I think it was 14 for 125 or something like that. But still, they'd gone to Tampa and won. No, that's... Play it again, actually. I want to hear this again.
Okay.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. And I, it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
There's no possibility that that's true. Now, is it possible that somebody said, you know, somewhere in the front office or, you know, in not PR. By the way, congratulations to Washington's PR team, Sean D. Barbieri and all of the group. They won the Pete Rozelle Award for the best PR staff in football. I've talked to you guys about, and I know most of you couldn't give a crap. This is all kind of inside baseball stuff. But we used to talk about just what a joke the organization was. And it started with, you know, for us, the interface with their PR group. Honestly, it was about as low rent and arrogant at the same time as any operation you'd ever encounter in any business that you're in. But over the last couple of years, it has become first-rate top shelf, and I'm happy for them. They deserve it. They're doing a phenomenal job. But what I was going to say is there's a possibility that somebody associated with the organization told somebody. I mean, you know how that goes. People run their mouths, but nobody that was in the competition, at that point, after they had won 14 games out of the 18 that they had played, and coming off the win over Detroit and Tampa, and having beaten Philadelphia at home in late December despite five turnovers, let's not forget as well, they had the lead in the third quarter in the first game. Look, I thought they could win it. I didn't pick them, but I thought they could win the game. And I'm not going to get into what, you know, we've talked about many times since the game. 55-23 was not indicative of the game. It wasn't, period. Washington was on the move with a chance to make it a one-score game late in the third quarter when Eckler fumbled. Washington moved the football much more effectively than Kansas City did against Philadelphia. They were functional offensively. We know it was turnovers and defense. They couldn't stop Philly. And I've never suggested that the final score not being indicative of the nature of the game was a replacement for, or was another way to say Washington should have won the game. No, I don't believe that. Philadelphia could have hung 70 on Washington if that's what was required, because that's how horrible they were on defense. But that no competitor involved in their situation in that moment went in thinking they were going to get their ass kicked. No chance. Just, you know, typical Florio. For years he hated the franchise. That just doesn't make any sense to me. Is it possible somebody somewhere along the line associated with the team told somebody, look, they're just better than we are. You know, we got two players that would start for them, basically, and that's it. You know, we're going into a hornet's nest. We don't have much of a chance. Yeah, but nobody that was competing on that day, given the context, thought that. All right, what's next?
So we're going to get to the OTA absences here in just a second. But before we get to that, I don't have any audio for this. But Peter Schrager did say on Get Up, I think a couple days ago, to expect big things from Jalen Lane. Peter Schrager, as we know, is very close with Cliff Kingsbury. So that was just an interesting thing that I noted.
Peter Schrager's close to Cliff Kingsbury. I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently.
Is Schrager now, is he the guy from NFL Network that went to ESPN?
Yes. Okay. I believe he is an ESPN employee now.
Yeah.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If it's true.
He'll be taking
that'd be great. We need more speed. We need more team speed. We need more playmaking ability. I will tell you what I was told a month and a half ago is that the thing that excited them as much as the potential he might have down the road offensively is Jalen Lane, the punt returner.
Mm-hmm.
That he is barring, you know, a disappointing training camp or injury or something like that, he's got the best chance, I think, of week one against the Giants being back on punt return. Let's hope the defense is good enough to force more punts this year. That would be nice.
God, I hope.
But I know that they have an idea, and they had an idea when they picked him in the fourth round, that he was the top punt returner on their board. So I think first and foremost, that's where we will see him. But they love his speed and his playmaking ability, et cetera. So, that's great.
Yeah, I'm going to be betting on him every week to score a la Denton Day and Luke McCaffrey.
With McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't work out well. Maybe we should prevent you from doing that.
Real quickly,
back to the Florio stuff.
Sure.
It just reminded me of something that I know we did not talk about, because I think this happened literally, you know, kind of like the Jaden Daniels photo after I left.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what Saquon Barkley said about his Eagles team this past year?
I don't know that I did. I've seen Saquon out and about doing a lot of things, hanging out with a lot of Aiden Ross and a bunch of streamers, but I haven't seen him make any comments.
He said that he firmly believes the 2024 Eagles are a top five team of all time. Let me mark that one down. I'll come back to that later.
Yeah,
in
let's
the
circle
show.
Back to that one.
Yeah, because God, you know, bless his heart, because he's young and he doesn't have the historical knowledge of the NFL, I'm guessing, that many of you out there do. But no, it's the 2024 Eagles are not a top five team of all time. Now, what they were is one of the most impressive defensive teams in the Super Bowl game that we have ever seen. That is 100% true. What they did to the Kansas City Chiefs in that Super Bowl is up there with the Ravens of 2000, the Bears of 85, the Bucks in terms of all-time defensive performances in a Super Bowl game. The final score of that Super Bowl was nowhere reflective of the beatdown that Philly's defense put on Kansas City's offense. But we'll go back to that a little bit later on. All right, let's get to, I think, the last piece of news from last week, which is the three absences that we had in OTAs. I've got a few thoughts on that. We'll get to those after this. You're listening to the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, big news the day that just broke this morning. Stephen A. Smith is launching two new shows on SiriusXM. According to Adam Schefter, one will focus on sports, the other will touch on current events and social commentary. The Capitals have put out a statement that TJ Oshie will be making a special announcement on June 9th in Georgetown, 7 years after the famous fountain celebrations following the 2018 Stanley Cup victory. The event is free and open to the public, taking place from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, that is June 9th. The Nats, they fall to the Cubbies by a score of 8-3. Trevor Williams credited with the loss. He gave up 5 earned runs and struck out 4 batters. They will continue their series tonight. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, usually, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.